Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Masechtes Pesachim, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kehanim Oimer. Rabbi Chanina, who was the assistant to Kehanim, he said as follows. He was like the Skan Kayin Gadol. Miyameyam Shal Kehanim, during all the days of the Kehanim, Lo Nimnu, they never refrained, May Lissav Es Abasar, from burning meat, Shenitma Bivlad Hatoma. This particular meat was a Shlishi L'toma. Now, a dead body is an Avi Avais Hatoma. Someone who touches a dead body is an Av Hatoma. For that matter, any of the dead eight shrotzim is an av hatoma. A nevela, that's an animal that died without kosher shchit, is an av hatoma. There are different types of aves hatoma. So a dead body is an avi aves hatoma. Someone who touches the dead body is an av hatoma. Someone who touches him would be a rishon latoma. Let's say you have food that touches a rishon, it becomes a sheni latoma. What about food that touches the sheni? Well, if it's plain chulin, meaning it's not trum or it's not hegish, it doesn't become anything. Sheni is the last stop when it comes to regular food. If it's truma, however, or hegdish, it would become a shlishi l'tum. So what we have over here is as follows. Once again, Rav Chanina Sgana Kehanim Omer, Miyameyam Shal Kehanim, during all the days of the Kehanim. Lo Nimnu, they never refrained, May Lisroif Es HaBasar, from burning basar, Shenitma that became Tamei Bivlat HaTumah. This means meat that touched a sheni l'tumah. Basar hegdish that touches a sheni l'tumah becomes a shlishi l'tumah. And they burnt it in one fire, im habasar, together with meat, shenitma, that became tamei ba'av hatoma. So if you have meat that touched an av hatoma, it's a rishon l'toma. If you're going to put this all together, when the shlishi touches the rishon, it goes up one notch to sheni. Now there's a din that you have to make sure that truma or hegdish is not destroyed or does not become tamei or even more tamei than it is. That's a mitzvah min ha-Torah. Oy bazai, how were they allowed to take this basar that was a shlishi and for it to touch basar that is a rishain? You're bringing it up from a shlishi to sheni. But because it was being all burnt anyway, it was about to be destroyed, so mimeli didn't have to make two separate fires. So once again, Zokter Chnina Skana Kehanim, Leinimnu, they never refrain, Melissa from burning as a basar, Basar hegdish, that is a shlishi. Shenitma bevladatoma, because it became tameh by touching a sheni. Im habasar, together with basar, shenitma be'av hatoma, that basar is a rishain, afalpi, even though, shemasifin tumal tamasai, because we're turning the shlishi into a sheni. We're going up one level of tuma. Hoisif Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva added an even greater chiddush. Amar, and he said, I know you're not allowed to cause any tuma or extra tuma to hegdish or truma, but if it's being burnt anyway, you didn't have to make a separate fire. And I'll tell you an even greater chiddush than what Rabbi Chanina told us. Hoisef Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva added, v'amar and said, miyameyam shel kehanim, in all the days of the kehanim, lo nimnu, they never refrained, me lahadlik, from lighting, es hashemen, oil, shenifsal, that became tamei b'tvul yayim. A tvul yayim is a man who toivled himself. He was tamei, he toivled himself. But he's still a little bit tamei until night comes. He, the tvul yayim, is on the level of a sheni l'tum. So they would take this oil, which is a shlishi l'tum, because it touched the tvul yayim, and they would pour it in b'ner into a metal lamp, shenitma b'tmei meis, that touched someone who was tamei meis. Now the din is, if a metal lamp touches someone who's an avatoma, there's a special pasuk that tells us the metal stays an avatoma. So what happened over here? They took the shlishi, which is the oil that touched the tvul yayim is a sheni latoma, and they poured it into a metal lamp that is an avatoma. So what happens now? The shlishi goes up not one notch to sheni, it goes up to a rishain latoma. If the lamp is an avatoma, anything that goes into this lamp becomes a rishain l'toma. So they went up two notches from shlishi to rishain. Once again, hoisav Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva adds, v'amar, he says, miyameyam shel kehanim, from all the days of the kehanim. Not only the way Rabbi Yossi says, being that they were burning it anyway, they allowed a shlishi to become a sheini. But leinimnu, they never refrained me lahadlik, from lighting as a shemen, shenivsal b'tful yayim, that became possible with a tful yayim, which was a shlishi, and they poured it in b'ner, in a metal lamp, shenitma b'tmei meis, that became tamei, through someone who touched the meis, he's an avatoma. So the Shlishi is now becoming not just the Sheni, but it's going up to Rishon, Afu Pisha Masifin Tuma Al Tumasi. Even though we're going up two notches from Shlishi to Rishon, but being that it's going to burn up anyway, they were allowed to do it. They never stopped themselves from doing it. Quickly chazering over, although there's a mitzvah to make sure that Hegdash Truma doesn't become Tameh or any more Tameh, but if you're burning it anyway, you don't have to make separate fires. So if Chanina says they took Basa that was a Shlishi Latoma and burnt it in the same fire with Basa that was a Rishon, even though we brought it up one notch from Shlishi to Sheni, but it was being burnt anyway, so it's not a problem. Rabbi Akiva says a greater Chiddush, that they took oil, which was a Shlishi, and put it into a lamp that was an Av HaTuma, and now it went up from Shlishi to Rishon two notches, but being that it was being burnt anyway, the Kohanim did it.